Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to talk about a subject that is near and dear to my heart, and that is hand warmers. Now I know what you're thinking, can you really do a whole episode just about hand warmers? Man, I could do a whole series just about hand warmers. I cannot believe how much my own perspective has changed when it comes to hand warmers over the years. I used to be a guy that I did not think anything about it. I thought they were a waste. I thought they were silly. I thought they were dumb. I thought they were just, you know, I didn't see any need for them. And I had been a winter kind of sports guy for years. I had snowboarded for years. I'd done a lot of things outside for years. Never used hand warmers. Never thought anything of it until I started hunting. And I was cold for a couple years. And hunting was a new kind of cold for me in my feet and in my hands. Because in anything else that I'd ever done outside, I was moving. I was active. I was exerting. But when you sit as motionless as you can for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, a whole day, you can reach new levels of cold even when it's not that cold outside. And I began to learn it, no matter how many socks I used, no matter how good my boots were, nothing worked better than a good hand warmer. You know, the revelation kind of came to me little incrementally. And then as soon as I really saw it and got it, I jumped on the bandwagon. So I want to talk to you today about the different kinds of warmers, how to use them, where to put them, and how to get the most benefit out of them. Now, there's a number of different kinds. You got your small hand warmers, your big hand warmers, your adhesive back, big body warmers. You've got toe warmers, and then you've got sole of your foot warmers. And there's probably a few other ones out there, but those are the five major types. And I think that I've used all of them. I've used all of them for different kinds of things. And I think that there's some tips that I can give you that'll really be helpful. So let's start first with the little hand warmers. These are the ones that come in like a two-pack. You know, you open them up. They just need to touch some air, and then they start to warm up. These are great for gloves. What I've found is these little warmers, just stick them in your gloves. I can wear gloves that are a lot lighter other than I would normally wear in certain conditions, because I can just stick one of these warmers into the palm of my hand and just keep my hands closed, and they will really do a decent job at keeping the hands warm. In addition to that, they make some gloves now, and even some of those like semi-mittens, that they've got a little pocket for them. And you can just slide the warmer right into the little pocket, and it just keeps your hands warm. It works better than anything else that I've ever used. They have the bigger ones that are usually in a pack of one. And these things, you can use them. They're a little big for most gloves maybe, but some of them they might work in. Mittens they might work in well. Where I found that these work the best is for your toes. You're like, wait a minute, George, you're talking about hand warmers. I know. The big hand warmers work the best. Now, here's the thing. Not all warmers are created equal. You want to get warmers that last for at least 10 hours if you can help it. Because if you're out hunting all day and those things start to die on you, it's just not a good thing, especially if you have them in your boots. So here's what you do. You take the big warmers and then you get some masking tape, or, you know, any kind of light tape, and just real lightly just do a loop of tape around the warmer and the top of your sock. So you want them on the top of your toes, the big ones, the ones that'll last for 10, 12, 14 hours. Wrap those ones around the top of your big wool socks and then slide your feet into the boot. The only reason the tape is there is just to keep the warmer on top of your toes as you put your boot on. After that, it doesn't matter. You don't want it too tight, though, because then you could cut off circulation or be uncomfortable. So what this is going to do is put the most heat possible into the toe of your boot. I'm going to talk about the foot warmers in a minute. They have their place, but nothing works better than this. I don't care what you're hunting. If you're hunting deer in the fall, if you're hunting predators in the wintertime, if you're hunting waterfowl, if you're just scouting, it doesn't matter what you're hunting. Nothing works better in the cold when it's really cold than the big hand warmers on your toes. I can wear a full less layer of socks putting these warmers on. And I mean, I've got good boots now. When I started, I had terrible boots and I suffered. I mean, I literally suffered. I had hunts where my feet were so cold after 3 hours, I literally had to abandon the hunt and go to my car, take my boots out, and just put my feet under the vents with the hot air just so I could start to move my toes again. It was not fun. When I got better boots, it helped. And I got good socks, it helped. And I've talked about gear in the past, and you guys can go to that episode. But, you know, that helped. But nothing helped more than just sticking a hand warmer inside my boot. Especially once you got good boots that are well insulated, you put a heat source inside the boot, it's game changing. Well, what about the actual foot warmers? All right, so you got two kind of foot warmers. You got toe warmers. They've got an adhesive back, and you just slap them on the top of your toes, similar to what we're doing here with the big warmers. And then you have sole of your foot warmers, and they literally have an adhesive back. They just stick on the sole of your foot. It's like a cutout of your foot to keep your whole foot warm. Well, here's what I've noticed with these. They don't last as long for one. 5-6 hours is usually what they're rated for. Maybe some of them last a little bit longer. But the toe warmers, they last, you know, 5 hours. You put them on your toes and then they heat up. They're good and hot for a little while and then they fade and then they're gone. And you don't even know they were ever there. The foot warmers for the sole of your feet, they work okay. They're not bad. They do what they say they're going to do. Some work a little better than others. And I will link you guys in the show notes to the ones that I use and recommend. The best value for the longest lasting time. And then they work on the sole of your foot, but they don't last real long and they're uncomfortable to walk on if you have to walk a long distance, because you're literally walking on this extra thing under your foot that can sort of just be uncomfortable. So if you don't have to walk far, that's all right. That'll work well for you, but they don't last real long. Whereas the hand warmers, it'll do 12 or 14 hours. That can be a whole day of hunting, especially in the winter. The days aren't as long. That can take you from morning till nighttime, and you're just fine the whole day. The other ones, like the toe warmers, those are really only better for short operations. So say you're turkey hunting in the early spring. You know, you can only hunt till noon. Those are perfect. Slap them right on your toes. They already have an adhesive back. They're easy to do. They last as long as you need them to. You know, afternoon, you're done for the day. Doesn't matter. That's perfect. And they're convenient. They're easy. And they're not that, and they're not too hot. Whereas the whole hand warmers in the springtime might be a little bit much in your boots. But so, you know, or if you're just going out for a morning or you're just going out for the evening, you're doing a half day, you can slap those right on your toes with the adhesive backs and you're good to go. The whole foot warmers, I'm a little more torn on where those make good sense to use. You can use them, you know, for obviously a half day hunt or a morning hunt or an evening hunt. But when would you put those on? Well, you'd have to use them when you're not walking far. And when you, I don't know when they would be that much better than the toe warmers, to tell you the truth. Maybe for kids, because they're a little small. For my foot, I'm like a 10 and a half or an 11, and they don't stretch my whole foot length. So for a child, that might be good. They probably wouldn't even notice that they're walking on them for the most part and help keep their whole foot warm. That's probably where they shine the most. Like I said, you have them. Usually you get like a box and it comes with a variety pack. You can use them. But I don't think that they're much better than the toe warmers. Now, somebody would think, well, George, they keep your whole foot warm. Yeah, there's the benefit. You know, maybe a little bit, but here's the thing. They don't throw that much heat to the whole foot. The toe warmers keep your toes warm. The blood circulates from the toes and comes back. They really do a good job of keeping the whole foot warm. And of course, the big hand warmers, those throw more heat than anything. That's why I recommend taping those on to the top of your toes, putting them into the boots, and you're good for 14 hours. They put out more total heat into your boot than anything. I think twice as much as the foot warmers do. So if it's real cold, I mean, you're just putting more total heat into your boot. So the whole foot warmer, you know, some people like them depending on what you're doing. Say you've got to stand on something cold all day. I could see that as being a time where you would use those. You know, if you're going to stand on ice, you got to stand on snow, or you're in a tree and you've got a metal grate that your feet are on all day, and something that's going to literally put cold through your boot to your entire foot, or at least for part of the day, I could see using those. That might make sense in that circumstance. Otherwise, they're probably better for children or just when you run out of the other ones for half day hunts. So let's recap here. You got your regular size hand warmers, the small ones. Those are good for gloves. Those are good for just having in your pocket. You know, I know some people that don't wear gloves to hunt, period. Doesn't matter how cold it is, they will not wear gloves. They'll keep some hand warmers in their jacket and they'll just keep their hands in their pockets. And when it's ready to shoot, they'll take their hand out of their pocket, grab their rifle, and get ready to shoot. I like gloves. I recommend gloves. I think gloves are good. I think you can be in a more ready position if you got gloves on and you've got your rifle up, and you can just be more ready than if your hands are in your pockets and you got to sort of do a lot more repositioning if something comes into view. So I recommend gloves, but hand warmers are a great way to amplify your gloves and how effective your gloves are. The big hand warmers, just the same, good to put in your pockets, good to put in your, if you got big mittens or big heavy gloves, you know, you can throw those in there. But like I said, the big ones I recommend for your toes. Then you've got the adhesive back toe warmers. They're literally sold as toe warmers. Those are great for a half day hunt. For the morning or for the evening, you just put them in, done. And then the whole foot warmers, those are good for, you know, same thing, half day hunt, on a situation where you're going to be standing on ice or on cold metal or something where your whole foot might get cold, or especially for children. The other ones, they have the adhesive back. Now, I've not used too many of these, the adhesive back ones, because I just can't figure out what to use them for, to tell you the truth. They're sold as body warmers. I don't think they're as good as the big heavy hand warmers for your toes. And they got a sticky back, which doesn't make any sense to put them in your gloves or in your pockets. They're just sold for your body. So, and they say they don't want you to have them too close to your skin. You want them on the inside of your outer layer. So the best use, I think, for these are if you're sitting on something hard and cold, you don't have a good insulated seat, or you're sitting on the ice or whatever, you know, just put them right on your behind, just right on the inside of your outer layer. So you're sitting on something that's creating some warmth. Obviously, you want to make sure your layer is water resistant. You don't want these to get wet, but you can just stick them right there. Or if you're leaning up against something for the whole day that's cold and your back gets cold, put them right there on your back. People talk about, okay, well, you just, you know, you can line them around, you know, your legs or your arms or whatever, just to add more heat to your core. You got to really be hardcore for you to really need to add more core heat, and you don't have enough external gear that you got to start slapping a half dozen adhesive pads on you to add more core heat. If you're to the point where you need to add core heat through warmers, you're probably not dressed well enough, or you're probably just not in the right kind of situation or circumstance. That just, because that's a lot of prep, and that's a lot of adjusting and getting it in your clothes and making sure it's the right place and all that. So, you know, experiment with them. Usually if you get a variety pack, you'll get some of those in there. You can play with that. But I think they're best for sitting on and similar kind of situations if you got to lean up against something. Another option for that too, and I should have maybe mentioned this, is if you're sitting in a particular position, you're in a ready position, maybe you're hunting waterfowl and you're in a blind, and you know your shotgun is always resting on your arm a certain way, you know, or when you're carrying it and it makes a part of your arm cold because the metal's always on your arm, the way you hold it or the way you carry it in your ready position, boom, you slap a warmer right there on that piece of clothing, you can mitigate that problem. But that's not as often. So how do you use the foot warmers? I used to do this differently, and I learned the hard way. And that is, when you're putting your boots on in the morning, just put your warmers in, period. Don't wait till you get in the field. Don't wait till you're in your stand. Don't wait till you're in your blind. When you're putting your boots on in the morning, just do it one time. Put the warmers on your socks. Put your boots on your feet. You don't need to have multiple times. You don't want to take your boots off in the field. You don't want to make that noise. You don't want to add any scent. You don't want to add all that movement and motion. Just in the morning, put your boots on, put the warmers in your boots, and your feet are warm by the time you get to the field. Now, some people talk about, well, you just get the little hand warmers and just throw those into your boots, you know, in the toes, and then put your feet in. I've tried that. Maybe if your boots are oversized or you have an oversized toe, but for me, that just jammed into my toe and were very uncomfortable. So I found taping it or using the adhesive ones that put them on the top of your toes works the best. I don't even know they're there. You know, after the first half hour, I can't feel them. They're not hindering me at any. They're not cutting off my circulation. I don't even know they're in my boots, except that my boots are warm and I feel good. So hand warmers, in my opinion, are the fastest, cheapest way to improve your hunting experience. Because if you're too cold, you can't hunt long. If you're too cold, you fidget more, you move more, you walk more, all the things that make you less successful and less effective in hunting. So if you can stay warm, you enjoy the time. Now people say, well, George, you're spending money every time you go hunting. All right, pack of these warmers. If you get them in a variety pack, you know, it's like $1 for a set of toe warmers. $1. Well, that's $1 every time you go into the woods. Okay, what's a vacation day worth? You're going to take off work. You're going to go hunting. What would you have made in a day? You know, what's that day of vacation worth? You know, if you got paid time off or you're taking time off and you're not getting paid, how much are you putting into that activity? You know, are you putting $100 a day? Are you putting $50 a day, $200 a day, more than that? What's a vacation day worth for you? Break it down. Do the math. Find out what it's actually worth. What do you get paid in a given day? If your salary, you know, divide your paycheck out by the 52 weeks or 26 pays or however you do it, figure out how much money is a vacation day worth. And then say, okay, I'm going to invest this much time, which is worth this much money, and going into the woods and hunting, but I'm not going to spend $1 to be comfortable and warm and not miserable. $1? Come on. Most people waste more than that on the soda or the coffee or whatever they grab on the way to the woods or on the way back. Listen, nothing, I don't know of a single dollar you can spend that'll do more for you than the right pack of warmers on a cold day. Even a day that's not that cold, but you're sitting still for 8 hours, there's no better dollar you can spend when you're hunting. I mean, a good rifle bullet will cost more than $1. You're talking about, you know, a nice pair of warmers. And like I said, get them in bulk. Don't buy one-offs. You can try different brands, but get them in bulk. I'll link you guys to some on Amazon that I use and recommend in the show notes, newhuntersguide.com. But get them in bulk. They'll last a couple years. They do. So I use them every time I go out that it's cold. I do not even think about it anymore. I just make it a point. I'm going out. It's cold. Warmers are going in my boots. And I'm taking a pack for my hands too. I may not always open the hand ones if I don't get that cold. But in the boots, because once you're there, there's nothing you can do. You know, you're in the woods. You're going to sit there and take your boots off in the middle of hunting? It's just a bad plan. And by that point, you've already been cold for hours where you could have been warm. Just make it a point. I'm putting warmers in my boots if it's less than 50 degrees outside. And maybe even if it's warmer. You know, if you're going out and you're wearing a light pair of boots to turkey hunt because you're going to do a lot of hiking in the springtime and it's a 50 degree morning, You may still sit for 2 or 3 hours motionless and your feet could get cold, especially if you were in light boots that aren't insulated, so they're more comfortable for walking and you can pack on more miles. You throw 2 warmers in there, $1, boom, you're in great shape for the day. You don't have to worry about taking heavy insulated boots to sit still for a while, or if it's colder than you thought it was going to be. So I recommend you guys get warmers. Use them every time you go out that it's cold. Just make it a point. Just make it a point. Okay, how many days do I plan on going out hunting this year? Just make sure I got that many warmers lined up for my toes, and then have a pack for my hands too. Some days you will know before you get to the woods you're going to need them for your hands. Others, you can just put it in your pocket. They don't activate till you open the plastic packaging that they're in. Then you've got them. Boom, you're in good shape. So get yourself some warmers. Don't settle for these cheap ones. Like, they've got cheap ones now that the big hand warmers last 6 hours or 8 hours. It's got to be 10, 12, or 14 hours for the big ones. It's got to be, because they got to last you from sunup to sundown. Because otherwise they run out in the middle of the day, then it starts getting cold again in the evening, and you're up the creek. You got to get ones that last long enough. They got to be 10, 12, 14 hours. Got to be. Some last even longer than that. To be honest, I don't know if it's worth paying for them. Because at the end of the day, they only last as long as you're wearing them. So if you're out hunting for 10 hours or 12 hours, depending on the daylight that you've got, 20-hour warmer. Maybe if you're camping, that could be useful. Keep you warm at night too. But in terms of just regular hunting, you know, you may not be worth spending the money there. So there's a balance between value and price and how long they last. So I'll link you guys in the show notes to the ones I recommend. NewHuntersGuide.com. Take a look there for more information, some additional insights, tips, and takeaways. Appreciate you guys for listening. Please go ahead and subscribe. Leave us a review. And God bless. And you guys have yourself a good one in the woods. And stay warm.